Tigers.
Hurricane Michael is continuing to head towards the Florida Panhandle with winds as high as 150 miles an hour in the Category 4 hurricane. Experts at the National Hurricane Center describe Michael as potentially catastrophic and possibly the worst storm ever to hit the Panhandle. Florida Senator Marco Rubio on the storm.
Well, it almost becomes cliche-ish, but it's about taking it seriously. Unfortunately, people that have lived through multiple storms sometimes, like, ascribe the attributes of the last storm to this one. Every storm is different, but this storm is a monstrosity. It's now at 145 miles an hour, and it's not going to weaken as it comes in.
A coroner has concluded that Dylan Thomas, a Georgia high school linebacker, died late last month due to cardiac arrest caused by a head injury. Thomas was pronounced dead at a hospital on September 30th, 2 days after he was injured during a Friday night football game. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Kim Jong-un has invited Pope Francis to North Korea. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The North Korean leader may have taken a recommendation from South Korean President Moon Jae-in to extend an invitation to the Pope following the most recent inter-Korean summit in Pyongyang. Kim's willingness to host Francis could be a sign that North Korea is ready to take unprecedented steps to joining the international community. Pope Francis had previously vocalized his support for the easing of tensions on the peninsula. The Pope has yet to respond to Kim's invitation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
No one won the sixth largest Mega Millions jackpot drawing in history last night. Lottery officials say the prize reached over $470 million, but with no winning tickets, the estimated drawing for Friday night will be $548 million, with a cash option of just over $309 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator Rand Paul said he worries that the current political climate will lead to deadly violence, which may include an assassination. He joined Fox News to talk about people needing to be more civil regarding politics.
I was there at the ball field when Stephen Scalise almost died from a very, very angry, violent man who was incited really by rhetoric on the left. And this hasn't been reported enough. When he came onto the field with a semi-automatic weapon, firing probably close to 200 shots at us, shooting five people and almost killing Steve Scalise, he was yelling, "This is for health care." He also had a list of conservative legislators, Republicans, in his pocket that he was willing to kill. So what happens when Democrats say get up in their face, they need to realize that there are a lot of unstable people out there. There are people with anger issues. There are people that are prone to violence. They might even live next door to you. You don't know where these people are. But what we shouldn't do is incite people to violence. And so we've asked Cory Booker to retract those words. We've asked the Democrats in general to try to ratchet it down and say, look, we want peaceful dialogue.
Paul was then asked if Booker responded.
We've heard indirectly from him that he didn't intend to incite violence, and I take him at his word on that. And the problem is rational people might back down, but what's going to happen when the guy comes with a gun to a rally or comes with a knife to a rally? There is going to be an assassination if this doesn't ratchet down, and I think the other side needs to really calm the rhetoric down.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is your weather report. It is a nice 77 degrees outside right now. It is mostly sunny. The report here says mostly cloudy, but I'm going to be an optimist and say mostly sunny. Tonight, we have a slight chance of showers. That's going to be mostly after 3 p.m. today. Thursday, tomorrow, showers with possible thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Bring your umbrella. Thursday night, showers again, possible thunderstorm after 11 p.m. Friday morning, we have a chance of showers before 8. Friday night, it starts to clear up. And you ready for this? The low is going to be around 45 degrees. Get those blankets out. Saturday, the weekend, mostly sunny, high near 58, with Saturday night a low around 40. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 61. That's your weather report. We will be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Shout out to Clinton, New Jersey. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. The phone number to reach us at any time you want, 908-627-7020. 908-627-7020. That's the number to find us. We are located at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza, 1802 Route 31 in Clinton, New Jersey. I see a bunch of people watching, giving shout outs real quick. I see Fred, Janet, Holly, Stephanie, Liz. Thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning in. Give me some thumbs up and hearts on there. Let me know that you're still there too. So we have over at the Max Challenge, which is an amazing, amazing program. We are not a gym. We are not a weight loss program. We're really a transformational center. I said that to one of my classes this morning. Hey, Erica. And we are like a center of transformation. And, you know, we finished our first 10-week challenge. We are in week three of our second 10-week challenge. The classes are high energy. And I'll tell you, the people who did our first challenge saw incredible results. Incredible results. Weight loss, non-scale victories, people getting off medications, people getting more energy, you name it, just crushing their goals. And now we are in the middle of our second challenge and we are helping another group of people just change their lives. And that could be you. It could be you. You can start your own personal 10-week challenge any day of the week. Just because we started on September 24th doesn't mean you can't start tomorrow or Monday. It doesn't matter. We'll get you in. And you're going to get your 10-week challenge in there too. And we have an enrollment special going on right now. And here's some very important information. All week long is Friends and Family Week at the Max Challenge of Clinton. That's right. Come with a member and you can get a class in at no charge. But we are running a fundraising event for the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Since October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we have Tricky Trays going on. We ask, even though that you come in for a free class, that you would be kind enough to donate $5 into this little donation box so we can send everything out to the Susan G. Komen Fund. And I know we are just crushing it right now. Our members are so generous, so generous. And I know that if I think I saw the email before, we're over $1,000 now. And it's just, we still have a couple of days left. So You know, this is your opportunity to come in and find us, try us out. We're all going to be there. The owners, Ron and Lauren Edelstein, the driving forces and the passion behind the Max Challenge, the visionaries, Megan Smith, our lead instructor, Jillian Van Nostrand, one of our instructors, Sarah, who comes on as a membership experience person. You know, myself, Mark LaRose. I'm Mark LaRose, by the way. I didn't even introduce myself. I'm the center manager. I do teach a couple of classes. We, as Team Clinton, are there to make sure that you succeed at your goals. That's what this is about, is succeeding at your goals. Maybe you've been putting it off. Maybe you've tried on your own for a while. You need to try us. 908-627-7020. So we have the fundraiser going on. Friends and Family Week is going on. So many things. Some more people are watching us. Hey, Susan. Hey, Zamir. Thanks for watching. You know, I think what's going to be a very interesting topic. Again, I've said this before. I'll say it again. I think unless you're driving, you should keep a pen and paper or a pen and notepad handy so that you can take notes while I'm talking. And next week, on Max Living, we are going to be having a visitor, I believe, from the Susan G. Komen Foundation coming on and for an interview. And that's going to be amazing. It's going to be ultra special. So you're not going to want to miss that one either. But really what we're doing is we are in the middle there of Clinton, and we are changing lives. We are helping people change their lives. And It's such a fulfilling job. And I got to give a quick shout out to my amazingly beautiful fiance who just signed on watching. I love you, Susan. We are talking today about HIIT training. And it's not just about the benefits and the science behind HIIT training. I am going to mingle into this what happens to your body when you stop doing HIIT training. The reason I'm going to do that is because it's not as simple as if you're at a big box gym and you go walking on a treadmill for 15 minutes and you do a couple of crunches and you get on that bicep machine and you do a couple bicep curls and then you're like looking at your watch and you're like, okay, well, it's getting late, got to go home, you know. No, because HIIT training is a little bit more specific. It's not a little bit more specific. It's very specific in the way it works. And it's scientifically backed up. And not even scientifically backed up, folks. If you see the before and after pictures on our Facebook page of members and our members, it's not even scientifically backed up. It is backed up by real people with real results. So if there are these incredible benefits... logically, if there are these incredible benefits to HIIT training, high-intensity interval training, you have to imagine that logically there's going to be some drawbacks that are tremendous also when you stop. And like I said, it's not just a matter of, oh, I'm not walking on a treadmill anymore, because you really weren't doing much exercising anyway at those big box gyms. Listen, I have a hard break. Hey, Ron. Boom. Thanks for watching. Anyway, I'm coming up on a hard break here in a few seconds. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020. You are going to want to write that number down because you're going to want to call us. All right? We will help you change your life. I got a hard break coming up. Don't move. Again, unless you're driving, then you're going to have to move a little bit. But don't you move. Get a pen and paper and sit tight, okay? Be right back.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. Write it down. Memorize it. Put it into your phone and save it right now so you don't have to memorize it. Okay, we're back. My name is Mark LaRose. I'm the center manager and your host today, and I really, really, really appreciate you joining me today. I see somebody else came on here. Melissa's watching. Melissa is one of our finalists of our first 10-week challenge, along with Fred, who is watching. Another finalist there. We announced our finalists for the first 10-week challenge this week, and I am amazingly proud of all of our members, all of our members. It's incredible what you have done, and that you trusted us to give you expert information and motivation and inspiration and education. And you not only listened to us, you took massive actions with what we taught you, and you have changed your life and your bodies and your attitudes incredibly. So I'm so proud of every single one of you. We're talking today about what basically the Max Challenge of Clinton classes are based on. We do not keep you at the Max Challenge of Clinton for 90 minutes or anything like that. We keep you there for 45 minutes. We offer 45-minute high-intensity interval training classes. And we chose those types of classes because scientifically, they are optimal. They optimize the time and effort that you are putting into it. So what is high-intensity interval training? First of all, what it involves basically is short bursts of exercise that are alternated with a little bit lower intensity recovery period. It is probably, and I'll be so bold to say, one of the most, if not the most, effective ways to exercise. This is what our classes are based on. By the way, we offer classes at 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 9:30 a.m., and 5:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m., too. So time, I don't have the time, shouldn't even be an issue, okay? So hey, Jenny, thanks for watching. So here's the thing. There's a lot that can get done in 45 minutes. And despite how, I mean, for some people, it might seem like a short workout, especially for those people that are professional gym rats who will be at a gym for 2 hours, 3 hours, doing their thing. Some of us just don't have that kind of time. So despite however short the workout seems, it produces amazing health benefits that are similar to almost twice as much of moderate intensity exercise. You see that? What we do our classes, the activity that we're doing, that we are performing in these classes, is designed on purpose to raise your heart rate high, and then we give you a break in between of it. We do multiple rounds of exercises in our classes, and that's really what makes the high intensity interval. We got to get those intervals in there. And for the members that are watching and listening, I know you look forward to those intervals where I get to say, hey, listen, we're going to take 15 seconds, catch your breath, take a nice deep breath. But here's the thing. Not only does HIIT training provide benefits such as provides benefits that are equal to or surpasses longer durations of medium and intensity exercises in such a much shorter time, it also provides us with what I would call unique health benefits. Now, number one, we are not a gym at the Max Challenge of Clinton. We are not a weight loss center, okay? I'm going to say that again. We're not a weight loss center. We are a transformation center. It doesn't matter if your goal is, it could be you want to lose weight, but you could also be, I need to be stronger. You may want to gain some muscle. You may want to increase your flexibility and agility. All of these things, all of these goals are attainable with the Max Challenge of Clinton program. Hi, Nicole. Thanks for watching. By the way, I'm live on my phone here, so I can see you logging on here. But it means also that I can see you if you have a question or a statement that you want to share. You have a question that that you want to pose. Type it into the comments section on the live video feed right now, and I'll see if I can help. All right? So we're here to interact with you. So here's the number one thing. That HIIT training can burn tons more calories in a short amount of time than other forms of exercise. You not only burn calories, you burn calories quickly with HIIT training. And research has found that HIIT training will burn 30% or more calories than other forms of exercise. You get that? I'll say it again. Research has shown that you'll burn up to 30% more calories than other forms of exercise. In one particular study, in fact, HIIT repetition that had 20 seconds of maximal effort followed by 40 seconds of rest, just that little bit, those participants burned a third more of the calories than people who were doing similar time frames but with moderate intensity exercises. It just blows it out of the water. This is because HIIT training allows you to burn the same amount of calories with less time. one of the things that, and I have notes all over the place, so I'm jumping around here. You know, what happens here is when you are doing HIIT training, it forces your body to pull energy from a variety of sources now with a limited amount of rest in between, okay? To get your body to do that with HIIT training is something that I just don't think you're going to be able to do at a $10 a month gym or a $20 a month gym. It's just not possible to do it. One of the main reasons is, and I hope everybody's listening to this, one of the main reasons that you can't get this type of exercise with its amazing benefits at a big box gym, a $10 a month gym, is because you are never going to motivate yourself the same way we motivate you. All right? When I speak to people, when Ron speaks to people, when Team Clinton talks to people who are not members yet, they're inquiring about us, they always tell us that they need motivation and accountability. All right? And that is something that the Max Challenge of Clinton offers. And at a $10 a month gym, you will not push yourself as hard as we will get you to push yourself in one of our classes. Period. There's no arguing about it. No arguing about it. You know why? Because I've been in those $10 gyms, those $20 gyms. I've been a member there. You've been a member there. And it's like watching an episode of The Walking Dead sometimes, the way people are moving around really slowly and they're on a treadmill and they're doing 2 miles an hour and they're doing bad form on these exercises. And they're definitely going to help an orthopedist put one of his kids through college or her kids through college. The fact of the matter is you lack direction at these $10 a month gyms, and you will not get the same amount of cardio benefit, of fat burning benefit, because you will never be able to push yourself the same way than in one of our class settings. Period. For me, it's not even an argument. It's not. There's other things I could go into here. I'm going to try to keep on track because I have a lot of information that I want to share with you and in what is a relatively short amount of time. So scientifically speaking, HIIT training burns more calories in a shorter amount of time than other type of medium intensity exercises. Okay. That's a fact. That's a fact. And again, go look at the before and after pictures on our Facebook page. Go find the Max Challenge of Clinton website. Go look at these pictures. If a picture is worth 1,000 words, those before and afters, I swear, are probably worth 10,000 words, 100,000 words. One of the things that I've been privileged to do, and so have everybody else on Team Clinton, is doing the after pictures with people with tears in their eyes, crying when they see this amazing, incredible, and fantastic difference. And when people are coming in and they're getting the before pictures done, there's usually some hesitation. Some people are just not – they're there because they're not happy with themselves usually, not all the time. And I tell every single one of them, you need this before picture because 10 weeks from now, you will not recognize the person in the after picture and the before picture. You're going to look back and go, wow, this was the best 10 weeks I've had in 20 years. Guaranteed. Guarantee it. All right. Another benefit, unique benefit of HIIT training is that your metabolic rate, your metabolism, your rate of metabolism, your metabolic rate is higher for hours. Listening to me? For hours after you're done exercising. This is what I like to say is that it is the way that the classes at the Max Challenge of Clinton take your body from being a storage unit and transforms it into being a furnace. You get that? Okay, raise your hand if you get me. Right where you are. Go ahead. All right. You're going from being a storage unit to a furnace. And it happens relatively quickly too. And what I love to tell people is, you know, you've been abusing your body for much longer than 10 weeks. You need to take the time to experience this program to understand the incredible benefits that it offers to you. So one of the ways that HIIT training does is it helps you burn calories. It helps you to burn calories actually even after you are done exercising. And studies, there's been, and listen, you can Google this. You can go take a look for yourself. If you don't want to believe me, fine. Go ahead. Go look for it. Okay? What you can do is look for the studies that have demonstrated that HIIT training has an impressive ability to increase your metabolic rate for hours afterwards. Hey, Tracy, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Some researchers have even found that HIIT increases your metabolism after exercise more than if you did some long-distance jogging or even an hour of weight training. You get that? That's big. That's huge. That's huge right there. And probably, I think it's huge because you've never had anybody tell you the truth about it. And hey, Nicole, thanks for watching. And the reason they're not telling you the truth about it is because these are people who are at these $10 a month gyms who don't give a damn if you ever walk in the doors after you sign the contract with them. They just want to make sure that your money's drafted. And they count on the fact that you won't come back after 3-4 weeks. Oh, yeah, you're going to use it for 3 or 4 weeks. You're going to be, you know, psyched out of your mind. And if you're like the majority of people, you're going to join this gym and you're going to walk in. And what are you going to do? You're going to go right for the cardio deck. And where are you going to go? You're going to just go start walking on a treadmill or fast pacing it on a treadmill. And you're lucky if you're on there for 15 minutes. And then it gets boring. And maybe you'll go on elliptical for a little while. Definitely not the same benefits. And I think to get this, what I like to call afterburn, again, transforming your metabolism from a storage unit to a furnace, you get this afterburn effect for hours after you're done exercising. I just don't see it being possible at a $10 a month gym or a $20 a month gym. I just don't see it being possible. There was another study that showed that even just 2 minutes of HIIT training can increase your metabolism for 24 hours after that. Imagine, just imagine after one of our classes. All right? You know, I like using the words just imagine. And I think what it is because as adults, we don't use our imaginations. We've been told not to for many, many reasons. Hey, Christine, thanks for joining us. Thanks for watching and listening. We've been taught as adults not to use our imagination, but I think our imagination is something that it can be very powerful and inspirational when it comes to us. And the reason is that, let's see, it's October now. Let's say you have one of your children, your daughter, is getting married in April of next year or May of next year. You are at a size that you are not happy with for your tuxedo or for a dress that you're going to wear. And you want to look good in pictures. Or let's say that next summer you're going on a major vacation with your spouse, your partner, your family, whatever it is. And you're going to go someplace where it's bathing suit weather. And you're self-conscious now. Just imagine 10 weeks later, after you've crushed your goals and you're stronger, you're leaner and thinner, you're more self-confident, just imagine how much better those moments would be. Hey, Lauren, thanks for watching. Just imagine how much better those experiences would be. If your child or your best friend is getting married in April or May, and you want to look good in pictures, and you want to have a better choice of your dress, just imagine, use your imagination that if you could get to that goal of dropping that 20 pounds or that 15 pounds or that 50 pounds before then, how much better would that wedding be? How much better would you feel about having your picture taken? How much better would you feel about being on a beach in your bathing suit? You see what I mean? Use your imagination. It's a powerful tool when it comes to helping you hit your goals. HIIT training will help you lose body fat. Studies have shown, and this is going to be one of those times where I'm going to talk to you about what happens to your body when you stop HIIT training. Let's say you've been doing HIIT training, you've been doing classes at the Max Challenge of Clinton for a couple of weeks, and then suddenly you stop. Okay, I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. So HIIT training will help you lose body fat. Studies have shown that HIIT can increase the percentage of body fat that you've lost. There's one review that looked at 13 experiments with 424 overweight and obese adults, okay? And interestingly, it found that both HIIT trainings and the moderate intensity exercises did help people to reduce body fat, but it took much, much longer for the moderate intensity exercise group to lose it. In fact, there was a 17% difference in this study. Okay. And it wasn't just the reduction of body fat, it was the tightening of the muscles too. People lose inches in 10 weeks, not an inch. Some people lose an inch. That's fine, whatever your goal is. But there's some people that were completely blown out of the water because they lost inches with a couple of weeks of this. Despite the fact that there's a relatively low time commitment, how long is 45 minutes out of your whole day? For you to say you don't have time for yourself to do this, it's just an excuse. It's a roadblock that you're putting up. Okay? I know I was talking to somebody a couple of weeks ago, might have been about a month ago, and they said, I was telling them about the program, well, I don't have time. And I said, well, what would be better for you? Would it be the morning or the evening time? And he said, well, definitely the morning time, but I couldn't come to any of those classes. You see, I own my own business, and I need to go out, and I need to make sure that I'm in by 6 o'clock, and I have to put out these work orders for the people so the jobs get done. And I said, you know, I understand exactly how you feel. I said, that has to get done for your business to survive and thrive. It's really important. I said, but I do have one other question. When the doctor says that you need open heart surgery because you're so obese, who are you going to give that job to for 4 months while you recuperate? And that changed the perspective right there. Hello, Trine. That changed the perspective right there, because that is an actual possibility for many, many people. Now I'm going to talk to you this. You're doing HIIT classes. You're doing your classes at the Max Challenge of Clinton. And on top of that, because we offer complete nutritional counseling, we're not selling you pills or potions. We offer complete nutritional counseling, and our nutritional plan is designed to work in tandem with our fitness classes. So let's say you're doing it for 8 weeks. Maybe you finished 10 weeks, and now you want to take a break. Well, here's the deal with taking a break from these things. Because, again, I don't think you can duplicate this at a $10 a month gym. Right after, now your body's this furnace, and the reason it's a furnace is because it is being forced to draw energy and oxygen from resources that other forms of exercise don't offer. So you are optimizing your metabolism. You're forcing your body to do this. And it works. Fantastic results. But now you're going to go do your own thing. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna work out at home, which is bull crap. Most people just never do that. If you bought a stationary bicycle or a treadmill and it's in your home, most likely you have wet towels on top of it drying because it's a clothes hanger. Being honest. But now all of a sudden, you know, you know you're not going to give 100%. Okay, people in our classes, they give 100%, even more. Okay, and if you're a member and you're watching right now, you can give me a heart right now if you know that you're giving 100%. And those classes are filled with people that are giving 100%. At a $10 a month gym, you're not going to give 100%. So now you're giving 100%. Your body gets used to this metabolism, and then you stop. And even if you think you're going to eat well, you're not going to have the same caloric burn as a Max Challenge of Clinton class. It just isn't going to happen. Okay? It's not going to happen. The side effects of this is your endurance will be off. Your muscles will definitely weaken a little bit. Thanks, folks. I see those hearts. Your muscles will weaken, and you will most likely, the odds are in favor that you are going to start to gain weight back. How do I know that? Because I'm already talking with some members who stopped the program and are wondering why all of a sudden, within a week, they're gained 2 pounds back or whatever it is. Everybody's a little bit different, but it's a matter of fact that your body will start to change and revert back. The other thing too, I mentioned the word before about, time flies. I got so much to say about oxygen. You know, you're forcing your body to get oxygen. You see, here's the thing. And by the way, drink water, because water is what your body uses to help transport, oxygen in the blood. You know, your blood and your blood plasma needs water to be, made, and what do you call it, for your body to create it. And that's how the oxygen is transported. And so if you are dehydrated, it's almost like if you had a dirty air filter. I mean, a really dirty air filter in your car, it's going to affect your car's performance. But the oxygen consumption of HIIT training classes refers to basically your muscles' ability to use oxygen. And By improving the ability of your muscles to use oxygen, you are improving your endurance, your overall endurance. Traditionally, what most people think is that you're going to need hours of endurance training to do this. Long, long distance running and long distance cycling that to do this. You know, and I'm not against those things. If you do that, I do. I have done it. Got to get the time to do it again. But listen, I'm not against those things. What I'm telling you is you can optimize your time, especially if your goal, for instance, is to lose body fat and you are a mom or a dad with kids and a job and schools and soccer and church and temple and whatever it is. 45 minutes ain't no big deal, folks. Stop being so soap opera about it and so melodramatic about it. And you should call that number, 908-627-7020. But really, one study found that with just 5 weeks into HIIT training, performed 4 days a week. We recommend five, but the study used 4 days a week, okay, for 5 weeks of HIIT training with only 20 minutes in a session. the oxygen consumption was improved by just about 10%. You got that? That's huge. That's huge for your oxygen consumption to be improved by 10%. And they did it with a short amount of time. It was only 5 weeks and it was only 20 minutes and we're only 45 minutes. And guess what? Your body starts using that oxygen. It gets used to it. And now, boom, you stop. I'm going to do it on my own. You won't. You're not going to recreate this at home or at a $10 a month gym. You're just not going to. Another study that was done that found that 8 weeks of exercising on a stationary bicycle using just traditional exercises was equal to – now, this is 8 weeks to get the same amount of benefit as the five-week program. You got that? It took almost twice as long to get the same oxygen consumption levels up there, but it in no way gets you the same caloric burn. The total time that you exercise with Max Challenge of Clinton classes is one of the beauties of the program. And you know what? This is important. We make it fun. You know, if you're a member and you're listening or watching right now, give me another heart. Give me a big red heart there because you know you have fun in class. I ask you if you have fun in class. You tell me you do. When I'm sitting in the office and I'm looking at people leaving for the day, they are smiling. They're talking to each other. They're talking about not just the classes but about their families and their pets, and they're smiling at the end of class. They have fun in our classes because we designed them to have fun. Thank you for those hearts. I see them. The other thing too, folks, this is important. Listen, you're on medication. If you are on medication, you got this. And during your time, let's just say I'm using it because this is important to me. Hey, Michelle, thanks for watching. Let's say during the 10-week program, you get off your blood pressure medication. Or let's say you have type 2 diabetes and you're able to lessen your dosage or get rid of it completely. The reason that happens is mainly because of the combination, the scientific combination of HIIT classes and our nutritional program. What do you think will happen when you stop? Okay, HIIT training has been proven to be able to reduce blood pressure and lower your heart rate. One study found that within 8 weeks of HIIT training, it decreased blood pressure just as much as traditional continuous endurance exercise with high blood pressure people. You got that? In just 8 weeks. 8 weeks is nothing. You've been abusing your body longer than 8 weeks. You know, that's part of the interesting thing. It's like we didn't gain the weight. We didn't get out of shape, you know, overnight or in 10 weeks. And yet we walk in and 2 weeks later, we're like, oh my God, why haven't I lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks? And oh my God, how come I'm not running a half marathon? I've been doing this for 3 weeks and following up. No. Hey, Tracy, welcome back. You know what? You didn't get into that shape or that condition in 10 weeks. You know what? It's going to take 10 weeks to get you out of it. It's simple. And here's the motto. It's only 10 weeks. And we're in week 3 right now. Believe that, folks, of our second challenge. We're in the middle of week 3. So now the motto is going to be it's only 7 weeks soon. Researchers have found that HIIT training can reduce blood pressure almost more than frequently recommended moderate intensity exercises. Holy cow, I just looked at the clock. I'm on a hard break coming up in 20 seconds. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. Call us now. We will help you. Don't move. I will be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back. Hello, Kim. I see you watching. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only outstanding Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our number. We are talking about HIIT training and the benefits and what happens when you don't do it. Here's an interesting fact, too, by the way. And I'm talking about when you just stop exercising. You're just going to stop. For whatever reason it is, you've been coming to classes for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, and all of a sudden, and listen, I get it. I get that life happens. I understand. But you want to know something? There's no reason for you to treat yourself like garbage just because there's crap happening to you during your life changes. It's simple as that. I know it's an old habit, emotional eating, whatever your drug of choice is when it comes to food or booze, whatever it is. But deep down inside, you have to know that abusing your body in the middle of those life changes and just stopping coming to class or stopping exercise because these things are happening to you is not a positive thing. Hurting yourself while other things are hurting you just doubles the pain. So please don't do it. Here's what happens though. If you just stop exercising all of a sudden within 2 weeks. Remember I just mentioned to you that HIIT training will help you to drastically lower your blood pressure? Okay. Within 2 weeks of stopping exercise, your blood vessels are going to begin to stiffen. That's right. They begin to stiffen. And what happens is your blood pressure begins to rise. There's research studies that have shown this. Now, go forward. 3 sedentary months, okay? You're exercising on a regular basis now and you just stop. Within 3 months, studies have shown that your arteries start to get stiffer. What does that mean? Your arteries become less pliable. Hey, folks, your arteries are pretty darn important, aren't they? So you should really take good care of them. So you begin to get this arterial stiffness. And what does that do? It contributes to a rise in blood pressure. And go forward 1 year. You're not exercising for a year now. That arterial stiffness drastically increases. So now your blood pressure is going up. Your arteries are getting stiff. Your heart has to work harder. Who knows what you're eating? Who knows what you're eating? I mean, seriously, what do you think is going to happen then? Now, listen, I'm not putting anybody down, all right? And I'm not putting anybody down because I know how that feels because I've done it to myself. But I'm done doing that. That's the thing. Regular exercise is important, okay? But if you're going to take the time, you know what I like to tell my classes? I teach the 5 a.m. Wolf Pack. We have the 6 a.m. Incredibles too. I teach these two classes and I'm going to talk specifically about the 5 a.m. people. What I love to say that I'm at the beginning of class is, you know, I want to know something? You set your alarm clock. You got out of bed. You had your coffee, your tea, your water. By the way, you should always wake up and the first thing you should drink is a big glass of water. Guarantee that helps you. So you had your coffee and tea, you schlepped over to the bathroom, you brushed your teeth, at least we hope you did, you brushed your teeth, you got dressed, you walked out the door, got into your car, you actually drove over to the Max Challenge of Clinton at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza, got out of your car and walked in the door, and you're coming to a 5 a.m. class or a 6 a.m. class. My God, it'd be silly of you to not put in 100% effort for taking all of that effort. And at the night classes, you know, for 5:30 and 7:30, I tell you right now, you've worked all day and you brought yourself to the Max Challenge of Clinton instead of going home and sitting on a couch and eating garbage and watching garbage on the news. You deserve to, you owe it to yourself to give 100% effort then. You owe it to yourself. And really, one of the big things, and I may have touched on this, I think I touched on it earlier. You know, you're taking the classes, these HIIT classes, and they're amazing, amazing classes. By the way, and at the Max Challenge of Clinton, first of all, with the program, with your 10-week program, you have unlimited classes with us. But we also promise you that every class will be different. You know what's going to be? It's going to give you variety. Because if you're at a $10 a month gym and all you really know how to do is walk on a treadmill, use the elliptical, go lift some weights and things, and you're lucky if you break a sweat even, boredom. Boredom is one of the biggest killers of any fitness regimen. You will not get bored at the Max Challenge of Clinton. I guarantee it. And if you remember watching and you know you have variety, shoot me some hearts on here again, please, just so I know you see it there, because we all put some real effort into writing fresh classes. So for instance, the people who started their challenge on September 24th, that day one of week one, did not get the class that the previous 10-week challenge people had for their day one, week one. It was not the same class that we freshly write these classes going through, okay? When you're in this environment of energy, you know, and then that's what I have to say this is, when you're in our transformation center at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza, and you are in this environment with people who are also there to change their lives, and you get going and the energy is high and you are there to do the work and everything, you are going to put in that 100% effort. And I think if you're honest with yourself, you know that in the past, when you've been at these big box gyms that don't know your name and don't care if you walk in a door, we do. We care. We know your name and we care if you walk in our doors. For those big box gyms, the best member of those big box gyms is somebody who pays them and they never walk in the door again. It's the reverse at the Max Challenge of Clinton. Our best members are the ones who come 5 days a week, twice a day. Right, Fred? I know that. And the other night, I was teaching an evening class, and it was some of the people who were in my 6 a.m. class. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're coming in and doing double classes already. And we're only 3 weeks in. That was incredible. And kudos to you. And I know that I'm not going to hit everybody, but I'm remembering Nicole and Michelle, if you're still listening, kudos to you, because I remember when you did that double that day, you know, but you're going to do the treadmill. You're going to lift a little bit, and you may not break a sweat, but you're not going to push yourself the way you do at the Max Challenge of Clinton in our classes. By the way, something that I really need to talk about too is the insulin sensitivity too. So, hey, Melissa, welcome back. HIIT training improves your insulin sensitivity. What does that mean? Insulin sensitivity is key to dropping body fat. Right after you are done with one of our classes at the Max Challenge of Clinton, your body is that furnace. Your insulin sensitivity is so freaking high, so high, that it is impossible pretty much for your body to be able to store sugars as body fat. All right. You think fat makes you fat? It's processed sugars and crap like that too. All right. Do me a favor. Educate yourselves with these things. Hey, Ava, educate yourself. You know, don't give these sweetened cereals to your kids, let alone yourself or your grandkids. Go in a cereal aisle. Look at that nutrition label. Look at how much damn sugar is in this crap. All right. Don't eat it and don't give it to people you care about. But right after these HIIT trainings, when your body has gone from that storage unit to this furnace, your insulin sensitivity is so darn high that there's no way it's going to store any of these carbohydrates as body fat. That's another big thing. So when you stop doing the classes, when you stop following the nutritional program, what the hell do you think is going to happen? Your sensitivity, your insulin sensitivity, boom, it drops. And it's much easier for your body to store body fat then. That's the truth. I did not make it up. Ladies and gentlemen, I am just out of time. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for listening. My name is Mark LaRose. I'm the center manager. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. You need to call us now. We have enrollment specials going on. We will start you tomorrow on your own personal 10-week challenge, and you can take control of your life and your health and live a much more happier, healthier, and fulfilling life. 908-627-7020. Watch next week. I'm going to have a special guest on. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember to take it to the max. Boom.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Now is the time to prioritize to keep your family safe. Do not take chances. So let's all be safe. Stay alert to weather updates. Watch this storm closely. Listen to local officials.
Florida Governor Rick Scott, as Hurricane Michael continues to approach the panhandle of Florida with winds of 150 miles an hour. First Lady Melania Trump sat down with ABC News. She was asked about men who are accused of sexual assault.
We need to show the evidence. You cannot just say to somebody, I was, you know, sexually assaulted, and or you did that to me, or because sometimes the media goes too far, and the way they portray some stories, it's not correct. It's not right.
The entire Melania Trump interview will be airing Friday night on ABC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Reid Hoffman is one of Silicon Valley's most high-profile investors. He was an early investor in Facebook and also the co-founder of LinkedIn. Hoffman was on CBS This Morning and said when you build a company up, a startup has to be fast. He explained why.
The reason why you want this is the modern way that you build massive companies. If you look at Airbnb, if you look at Uber, if you look at a lot of these companies that 10 years ago were ideas, back of napkins, tiny, and now are global transformational companies.
Hoffman also talks about how being able to adapt is key for a startup.
You have to understand that it's not going to have this comfortable inefficiency where you learn it and just iterate slowly. You're going to be doing massive changes.